Government authorities in Saudi Arabia today fired the editor-in-chief of a leading newspaper. Jamal al-Khashoggi was editor at Al-Watan, a newspaper that's been outspoken in its criticism of religious extremism in Saudi Arabia, especially after the bomb attacks in Riyadh earlier this month. The paper is owned by members of the royal al-Saud family. The dismissal took place shortly after an influential Saudi cleric issued a religious edict against the newspaper. Joining us now from Beirut, Lebanon, is Rami Khoury. He's executive editor of the Daily Star, a newspaper headquartered in Beirut, printed throughout the Middle East, and he's with us from his office in Beirut, and it's good to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
I understand you spoke with Mr. Khashoggi last night. What's your understanding of what happened?
Well, he was informed by the managing editor or the executive manager of the newspaper that he was no longer editor. The decision was taken by the information ministry, which has the authority in Saudi Arabia to do that, to fire an editor. He's the second editor of this paper who's been fired in the last year or so. And the reason is that, as far as the people in the newspaper understand it, the reason is that the paper has been too dynamic in allowing criticism or discussion or debate about the conservative religious establishment and its influence on Saudi society. This is what they believe. There was no specific reason given. There never is in this kind of situation, unfortunately. But it's a great loss for Saudi media, for Saudi society, and for the Arab world. He's a very a brave man of great integrity. He's often described as an Islamist. He is, you know, he's not a sort of a raving leftist radical or anything. He's a very pious person who believes deeply in Islam as the basis for good things in society. But as he has often told me in our conversations, he believes in the richness of Islam and not in the limitations of Islam. So it's a great loss that he's been fired, but I think the movement that he represents is one that will continue to go on in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere.
We're discussing the dismissal of a newspaper editor, the editor of Al-Watan in Saudi Arabia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Rami Khoury, I wonder, talk about some of the coverage and also that was published in Al-Watan, particularly after the bombings in Riyadh. There were a number of Saudi papers, but this one in particular seemed to take this as a real wake-up call, as their Pearl Harbor, and a reason that everybody would come to understand as to why things had to change.
Yeah, I think it's important not to exaggerate either the bombings in Saudi Arabia 3 weeks ago nor the September 11 attacks as particularly massive turning points. These people like Jamal Khashoggi and others and newspapers like Al-Watan and others all over the Arab world have been calling for steady reform, modernization, more pluralism, better governance, more even application of the rule of law, the basic principles of good governance and human dignity. And this is a movement that's been going on for years and years, but it certainly has been accelerated recently. And people like Jamal Khashoggi and papers like Al-Watan have been more outspoken, I think, in recent years, as the cost of the trend of the Arab world, say, in the last 10, 15 years, as the cost becomes more obvious in death and destruction. And, I mean, we had September 11, we had several bombings in Saudi Arabia, we had the attack on Iraq. I mean, the cost is just getting outrageously high, and people are speaking out. Younger people like Jamal and others are speaking out, and many of us in the press feel that it is absolutely our duty to raise these issues in public, but in a responsible way and within the context of our own culture and traditions. I'm a Christian Arab. He's an Islamist Arab. But we share the same values. We want the same things to happen, and people are working for these goals throughout the Arab world. But his dismissal is a sign that the forces who are against this kind of moderate, slow evolution, those forces are still very powerful. And so this is a a incident in a longer running contest, I think, between the forces in the Arab world who are looking to the future and the forces that don't want to change too much.
Is there a history of tension between the Saudi government and the press, which is, as you told us earlier, if not controlled by the government, at least the government has a great deal of influence over it?
Yes, I wouldn't say there's a general history of tension or confrontation. No, the press in Saudi Arabia is very much under government control or clear guidance by the government. But there are individuals who started to speak out more. Some of the press, of course, went offshore. I mean, like Haya newspaper and Shaq al-Awsat, which are two Saudi-owned papers published out of London and now actually published all over the Middle East. They've gone offshore to feel that they can do more of what they want to do. But Al-Watan in particular has been, and it's only about 2.5 years old, Al-Watan has been really the most dynamic and lively example of people addressing in public issues that many Saudis are talking about in private, about the impact of the very conservative religious establishment, allowing movements in society that perhaps may have fed into some of the terrorist movements, different issues of political, cultural, religious, ideological nature. People discuss this all the time in private, and now Al-Watan and others think they should be discussed in public, and the religious establishment doesn't think so. So this is an ongoing battle, and the press, unfortunately, has not been a major player in this, because the press is so susceptible in all Arab countries, is so susceptible to government controls.
There was an incident earlier this year where I think a reporter for Al-Watan was called in by or taken in by the Mutawa, the religious police in Saudi Arabia, and told he had to have his hair cut, and his hair was cut right there. And it sounds silly, but that's intimidation, isn't it?
Well, it really depends on the cultural context. I mean, the morality police, the Mutawa, are an accepted part of Saudi society. It's not for people necessarily, either in our other Arab cultures or in Western cultures, to tell them what they should or shouldn't do. But I think if Saudis themselves are challenging some of the conservative religious establishments, then I think that's a much more fair dynamic, and I think this is the case, that people were challenging what the religious establishment was doing in terms of political issues and even in religious issues, and it was the public challenge, the public nature of the challenge, and things like cartoons and columns that were written, I think, that most upset the religious establishment, and they took action. I mean, they went, and some of them saw the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia. Some of them, he was called in himself. Jamal was called in to see the police. One respected religious authority, a sheikh, bin Jibreen, issued a fatwa, which is a religious edict or religious declaration. I mean, it's quite extraordinary that you have religious authorities issuing fatwas about newspapers. I mean, this is...
Rami Khoury, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time, but we appreciate your time as usual.
Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury, executive editor of the Daily Star, joined us from his office in Beirut. This is NPR News.